You mentioned you want to study capecitabine and bevacizumab, and there's been a lot of controversy about the issue of that combination in metastatic disease. Can you talk about where you are right now with that?
Yeah, well, I will be the first to say that I'm relatively cautious about that regimen in metastatic disease. And I think the issues are pretty simple. We have a very positive study in terms of progression-free survival in the ECOG trial that looked at paclitaxel with or without bevacizumab. And we have a pretty unexciting result from the capecitabine plus minus bevacizumab trial that was reported a couple of years earlier. Now, there are a number of differences between the two studies, and I think the two most important differences are that one study used paclitaxel and one didn't. And the other is that one study enrolled patients who had been more heavily pretreated, and that's the capecitabine trial. So if in fact the difference between the two studies that resulted in the difference in terms of the outcome, that is bevacizumab turning out to be effective, is the fact that these were patients with more resistant disease, then it may turn out that in a first-line setting, capecitabine and bevacizumab is a fine regimen. On the other hand, who knows? Maybe the taxane is important. So I have tended not to use capecitabine and bevacizumab outside of a trial with very, very few exceptions.
What about the patient who's had an adjuvant taxane, say less than a year?
Yeah, so I struggle with what to do with that patient, and fortunately, it doesn't come up too often. Those patients were excluded from the ECOG trial. About 20% of the patients in the ECOG trial had had a prior taxane, but not in the past year. And I'm quite unenthusiastic about turning around in that patient and giving a taxane again. So that would be a setting where I would still want to give bevacizumab. And I would either do it with capecitabine or I would do it with vinorelbine, since we did a phase two trial with vinorelbine, at least demonstrating that it was safe and, in the context of a phase two trial, reasonably effective. But I don't think we know what to do with those patients.